6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Eight forty-eight? No, it doesn't matter what the wrong time was, because the actual time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the BS Goal. I'm Hello Kitty Committee. No, this is not the Hello Committee Committee, the Hello Kitty Committee. But I wish it was, because I do like Hello Kitty, and I would be honored to be on that committee. But right now, I need tea, so let's pour some tea so I can then drink it. Oh, that looks yummy. What are we drinking today? Oh, it's Chia Guanyin. Hooray! Good tea. I like drinking yummy tea. That's really good, but it's not time to drink tea. Now it's time to get out of the car. Oh boy. All right, now we're going to play the super fun game of Can I Walk Today? Where are we? Close the door. Oh, we're at the creek, of course. But not my regular, usual neighborhood creek. We're down in the Papio Valley today at the heronry. But I don't expect to see any herons. But the weirdest part about all this is I'm parked right in front of a giant shipping container. A regular one-unit size shipping container for D&B Electrical Contracting, Inc. It's losing a lot of paint. I really want to eat these paint chips with some paint dip. But we're not going to. I wonder what's going on. Maybe they're going to work on the light system for all these softball fields. There's a bunch of softball fields out here, right? There's a couple of softball wheels up against the creek here. This is floodplain. Can't use the land for anything. So let's make it into sports ball fields. Good idea. And then, you know, about 100 meters from one of the softball fields, we've got a heronry. And I'm walking towards it now. I'm walking under the high tension power lines. We're walking up to the heronry. There's so many leaves in the trees now that I can't actually see. Well, yeah, I can kind of see the nests, but only because I know where they are. I'm walking on a little path through waist-high grass. This grass is almost a meter tall. Oh, yeah, walking. It's my new favorite thing. Oh, and that reminds me, something else I need to tell you. There's construction going on at the little golf course, too. My golf course in my neighborhood. The golf course where we find all the golf bars. What are they doing? They ripped the roof off of the little building, the little hut, and so I guess they're going to re-roof it. There's some prefab joists in the parking lot. What is this? Why is there a weird metal disc right here? What is this? This looks like a fake log. Is this a fake log? This is a log that somebody has done something to. Oh, yep. Okay, we're going to leave that there. I think that was a geocache location, but there is no geocache in that log anymore. I think that's the one that we found. Yeah, and there's the geocache up there in that... What is that bizarre sound? In that other hollow log. There's a bizarre sound that we need to investigate. Is that a heron talking? Is there a heron up in the tree? Oh my God, it's awesome in here because everything is leafed out. And so I'm like walking through canopy. It's like dark, it's green. Everything is awesome, but it's also blind. So if any bicyclists come flying down the path, I'm probably gonna die. I can hear a strange rat, 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 rat sound. And it's coming from above. It's coming from, oh yes, there's a blue heron in there. He just took off. He's flying into the wind. We did hear something. It was squawky blue herons. So that's great. There's a blue heron flying around, but now I can't see him because I'm under so much damn canopy. We're going to keep moving along. The path is very sticky. It's wet. There's been some rain. And it's breezy now. It wasn't very breezy earlier, but we got some wind blowing. Feels nice. It's not too hot. It's about 23 degrees Celsius or thereabouts. Real nice. Real nice. Partly sunny. The sun was peeking out, but now it's hiding again. That makes me happy. All right. I'm directly under heron nests. And you know, this means if there's adult herons up there, that means there's probably baby herons up there too. So we're going to see baby herons soon, probably at Heron Haven. Baby blue herons are white, and they look like little egrets. They don't turn blue for a while. But one of the main reasons I really came out here today was to look for fungus. Looking for mushrooms, especially on like this log here. Although it's a little early for things like Harrisium, you know, like bear tooth comb. We still gotta check, because you never know. They're not on my clock, they're on their own clock. I'm looking under a log. Yeah, there's some fungus under here, but not exactly what I'm looking for. So we're gonna keep on moving. Look down in here, looking for mushrooms and stuff. Oh, there's some big, big old cottonwood trees. I wonder if we will find any dudes today. I do not know. Wow, look at all this great rotten logs detritus. Oh, look at all this loggage. I do love logs. Rotting logs are so great. Oy, outa. All right, what do we got up here in this little log zone? Looking at logs, looking at logs. Well, here's a little bit of something. Oh, you know what? I just realized I forgot my camera. That's okay. Don't intend to find anything too cool. But this is kind of neat. We got some citrinus, P. citrinus, growing on this log. It's little, tiny little jelly mushrooms, little yellow jellies. They're very tiny. The largest one is about 5 millimeters across. The average size, probably like 2.5 millimeters. Little gelatinous yellowish orange dots on a log. And they're in this little strip. The little strip is about 5 centimeters wide by 25 centimeters long. Oh, what's over here in this log? What's over here in this log? Is this something? I can't tell until I get right up close. Oh, it is something. It is
Chlorotosos striatus, oyster mushrooms, and it looks like somebody harvested them. So either a human being came in here and snagged those, or some kind of dude ate them. All right, so we know Pleurotus is out. We should go to the Pleurotus zone, which is about 2 kilometers behind me. Anyway, I hear more squawky squawkies from our herons up in the trees. They're sounding very squawkerific today. I'm very happy about that. Okay, so I'm gonna walk, I think I'm walking upstream, right? Yeah. I'm walking upstream here in the Papio Valley. Right, yeah, so this is the Papio Creek, the Papillon, the Papillion Creek, as we say in America. Papillion. For Papillon. Alright, c'est dommage. But, the entire creek system is called the Papio Creek, which is sort of annoying, because which Papio Creek is this? Is this the West Papio that I'm on? There's the North Papio, the West Papio, and what's the other one? The Main Papio? I don't know. But there's a few. The little creek by my house, I don't even know the name of it, because it's so small and insignificant. And it flows into another Papio, the next valley over. I think it's called Maplewood Creek. All right. Now we've come to the spot where I can kind of... Do I have to walk through nettles? I'm coming up to the place where we like to look down into the creek. The creek is a little bit muddy today. Probably a lot of water flowing through. Probably raining up north somewhere. We do have a lot of cloud cover. I don't see any dudes down here or anything, though. But I haven't gone down far enough in here to really... Yeah, let's do it. Let's get down here. Oh, the mud is slippery. I am sliding down the slope. This is not good. Grab the hickory tree. Okay. What's that smell? Do I smell mushrooms? Okay. I'm managing. And now here's a little... animal path. Do I smell mushrooms? What do I smell? Where's that coming from? The wind is blowing this way. I think I'm just smelling all these rotten logs right here, which would kind of smell like mushrooms. All right. There's no mushrooms on these logs, so. Okay, yeah, whatever. Hey, what was that? Is somebody throwing stuff at me? Are there some angry squirrels down here? I'm finding deer tracks. I'm getting up close to the creek here. I want to look up and down the creek to see if I see any dudes. Ugh. Okay, the grass growing along the banks of the creek is now so tall that there's no way in hell we're gonna see any marmot-sized dudes or turkey-sized dudes. About all we'd be able to see is deer, as long as the deer are tall. Okay, now I can really hear the squawking from the herons. They're squawking up a storm. And I'm looking upstream, I see nothing. Looking on the banks, I can see about, I don't know, probably about 300 meters before the creek turns. I don't see any dudes today. What was that sound? There was a loud bird call. Okay, I'm turning around. Oh, hey, what's this? I just found something odd. I just found something very odd. Wow. Okay, so right here by my foot, you know what this is? This is horsetail. There's this there's this fresh shoot growing out of the ground, and it's about 18 to 20 centimeters high, and it looks weird, and it kind of looks like bamboo, and I don't have my camera, and I'm so mad, and I didn't recognize it at first, and I thought, oh no, I know what this is. Yeah, it's horsetail, but yeah, and then there's some other plants around here, but this is a fresh one. Well, I haven't even seen this in years. I haven't seen this since I was a kid going to summer camp and somebody saying, hey, look at this. Wow. Damn. Wish I brought a camera. I can hear those herons. Our herons are just talking their heads off. Okay, so we're not finding dudes other than herons, but we're finding interesting plants. And that, of course, raises the question, are plants dudes? That's a mighty tricky question. What was that? Was that a bumblebee? I just saw something, but it disappeared. Are plants dudes? I think so. I think some plants can be dudes. That doesn't necessarily mean that all plants are dudes. But I think that possibility exists. All right, I'm trying to get out of here now, and I'm trying to figure out the best way to do that so I don't have to climb up the steep, slippery, muddy slope, which is allowing me to come over here to these other trees. I don't see any fungus around here. Okay, let me climb out of here and get back on the trail. Okay. We got some wind. That's okay. Oh. My leg is good, I think. Ow. It only hurts when I walk. So I think, yeah, some plants are dudes. Which plants are dudes? Well, I don't know. Clearly horsetail. Probably trees. I think trees are dudes. I'm walking back the way I came. I want to talk to these herons some more. These wacky birds. These wacky giant birds. I'm trying to see any. I'm in a spot where I can look up. I can hear them, but I can't see them. They're up at the top of these cottonwood trees. They're squawking their heads off. I just heard voices. Is there people coming? Oh, and here's a log that's got some mushrooms on it. Ooh, whole lot of mushrooms. And what do we got? Yeah, I can't remember what these are called. But they're nice. They're a little bit old. These probably popped up a couple days ago. What is this? This is not... I can't remember, and that's okay. Okay, so yeah, we're getting some great fungal growth going here in the Papio Valley today. Underneath the heron sprouting trees. Heron producing trees. These trees produce herons. And that's true. That is true. Oh, I gotta... Okay, I'm back directly underneath the heron trees, and they stopped talking again. They must be talking about me. So every time I get close, they're like, oh, here he comes, be quiet. You hear that? Yeah. Probably can't hear it over the wind. Oy, jeez. Okay, still walking. I'm walking. And I'm having a good time. Ow. A slightly painful time, but I don't care. I'm still having way too much fun. Walking around. in the Papio Valley. Yeah, basically there's three giant major Papio creeks that go through town. They all meet up somewhere and then they eventually flow into the Missouri River somewhere near Bellevue. I've actually been down there before. Oh, yada. However, the creek in my neighborhood, that little creek, Maplewood Creek, I believe it's called Maplewood Creek because, well, the headwaters are in Maplewood Park, and my neighborhood, I think, is called Maplewood Village. So we're just going to refer to it as, you know, the Maplewood Creek. And it doesn't flow very far. It basically flows out of my neighborhood and into the Papio Creek a few hundred meters. Oh, here's animal tracks. Oh, no, just dogs. Somebody's been walking their dog. Do I want to go down into this little dip depression? Yeah, because there could be mushrooms down here. We need to go. Is this going to be bad? Am I going to slip and fall? We're going to find out. Oh, no, I'm good. All right, so I'm down here in this weird, funny little depression. The mud is so sticky. It's sticking to my shoes. Oh, and look over there. I see some of that little white xylaria popping up around that little log. Two little clumps of it. Two little clumps of five fingers each. And what's by this? What do we got going on in this giant tree stump? Oh, nothing. There's a little pool of water over there. And, oh, I see something. We're going to have to go over there. We got little tiny mushroom dudes. What are these? Oh, my goodness. I do not know what these are. We've got some interesting mushrooms growing out of the remnants of a stump here. Oh, no, I take that back. I do know what this is. These are very small versions. Yeah, we got pins. We got mycelium running. Yeah, this is a species of coprinus. Yeah, and there's some bigger ones over there. And these are fresh. Look at that. The veils haven't even broken on these. And some of them are kind of big. Like that one's half the size of a golf ball. There's some hiding in the grass over there. These are going to open up in the next couple of hours. And then they will spread their spores. Oh, and there's some over... Oh, there's some up here on this log. Oh, I guess Yeah. Oh, yes. And here's some that are a little bit earlier. Because these are starting to open. Nice. Nice. Oh, and here's one on the ground all by himself. Hi, buddy. Oh, what's that sound? I heard Scrock McGrock from the Heron Zone. Let's see if I can make it up this little slick. Yeah, okay, I'm good. More logs right up here. I can hear a heron. He's going, rock, 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 rock. Now say Andrew High School. See? Can you hear him? Rock, 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 rock. Andrew High School. Can't teach new bird old tricks. And there's no mushrooms on these logs. Rock, rock, rock. Listen to those squawky scrogonkers. Scrock, crack, 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 crack. Oh, I smell something. I smell natural perfume. There's a flowering bush somewhere that's blowing its essence into my face. And squawking herons are behind me. Scrack, scrack, scrack. I'm walking around in this little dip. There's this little low area between the bike path and the creek, and it's all weird, and water settles in here, and this is a good spot to find mushrooms, obviously. So that's what I'm doing. Looking for little mushrooms around here. Looking for them everywhere. Looking at trees, not seeing anything. Looking at logs, Wait, no. Wow, this is a big tree, huh? Anyway, okay, yeah, so there's not a lot of... Well, we found some stuff, but now... Okay, that's cool. Not seeing much of anything else. But we have seen, like, what, 5 or 6 very different species of mushrooms. Very interesting ones, too. We got the Citrinus. It's always cool. And we saw, oh, you know, lots of different Coprinus. And what's on those logs over there? Anything? What else have we found? Oh, we found that stuff that I didn't know what it was. And we found that interesting plant, horsetail. And we saw a large blue heron. Okay, there's another log. Where's that log? All my logs are getting overgrown by green things and I cannot find my logs. Here's my log. Well, there's nothing going on this log yet. That's okay. Got plenty of log action. Alright, let's check, let's check this log zone up here. There's another big chunk of logs up here. I forgot about this spot right here, but we can't get down there. Big old tree fell down last year. That's gonna be good. But we can't get to the good part of it. We can only get over to these bits over here and some other stuff. So first, let's stand precariously close to the cliff. We can't see the cliff edge because the grass is, it's right there. Good job, Tub. One more step and you would have fallen. That would have been cool. That would have been made a nice episode of Dubious Goals Committee. Tub falls off cliff and almost falls into the creek. Now, I know a lot of people would say, oh, that would be terrible. That would be bad. No. Probably what would happen is I would fall and I would hit that log and I would roll off and then I'd be laying on the ground. And then I had to notice that there's some kind of awesome, cool mushroom growing right there under the log that I would not have been able to find unless I would have fallen off the log. Or fallen off the cliff, onto the log, and then off the log. Because that's how things go around here. Alright, I'm moving up the path a little bit further to check. Yeah, there's nothing here. Nothing on these logs. But, okay. One more. I'm going to check one more little log zone. It's about another 15-20 meters this way. And I hear chirpy birds in the trees, chirping it up as they please. And I found some more logs, looking for mushrooms on a log. Ooh, very slippery mud. Our toaster almost falls down. And look at these piles of logs. What's on these logs today? Oh, it's a new game show. It's going to start taking place here on Anon Radio. It's called Wheel of Logs. It's like Wheel of Fortune, except with logs. I am your host, Log Boy. And I'm not finding any other mushroom dudes. And, it's a good thing, because we're almost out of time. I should say that you've been listening to the Dubious Tobe Wanders Around in the Nature Looking for Mushrooms Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm looking at logs, but I should probably go home. See you tomorrow.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.